Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
the year of free stuff comes to a close.
Oh, that's too bad. So I have a question. What will 2019 be?
Oh, that's the year of gratis goods. All right, Patrick, we are nearing the end of the year.
Yes, we are. How was 2018 overall, scale of 1 to 10 for you?
I don't know. Music-wise, it was good.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that.
Music-wise, it was good. Went to a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
Got a lot of good records.
Mm-hmm.
Can't complain there.
Now, do you do a top 10 list, Jim? Do you write one up?
Not really.
Okay.
Do you?
Not anymore. I used to participate in the Village Voice Paz and Jop poll.
Oh, you did?
I did for about 11 years,
and then
actually.
They kicked you out.
So I did something wrong, or I just forgot to send in my... That's what it was. I forgot to send in my ballot one year, and then once you
do that,
you're out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the joke's on them, because they no longer exist.
I know.
That's right. So.
And look at me. I'm still breathing.
That's right. So, speaking of bad years, the Village Voice folded this year.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. It's rough out there. But let's remember fondly all the great music of the year. And in fact, we're going to do that next month, right?
Oh,
we're going to have listener calls. They're going to talk about their favorite albums of the year. You can still get in on that. So, call 612-440-1984. And tell us about your favorite album of 2018, and we'll send you a mixtape of some of our favorite songs.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Side Jim is pretty much close to being done.
Yeah.
Side Patrick's pretty close right now, so
we're
almost there.
I think I have all the songs set. I just have to sequence. That's the next part, right? Because you want to have the right, you know, flow, the right ebb
that's
and flow
right.
to the music. So, that's my next part, and then I'm all set.
Then
there's dubbing.
When will we reveal our top album of 2018?
So,
you want to do that at the beginning or the end? I think that's kind of the question.
I think last year we did it at the beginning, but I'm kind of thinking we should do it at the end.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give us more time
to think. That's right. Give the other people a chance to talk, and we can sort of quietly, secretly sort of evaluate their selections.
Steal their ideas, in other words.
Right. And then we can come out and say, you know, here you go. This is the true way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the light.
But speaking of listener calls, we're about to...
Okay. That's right.
You can perform
one.
Magic with the Google Voice line.
Yeah, that's right. So you're going to hear that in a minute. So anyway, this is Rockin' the Suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And thanks for joining us all this year, if you've been listening. So we so appreciate that. But also, another great thing about 2018, and really... We should have led with this. It's been the year of free stuff.
Year of free stuff.
We basically declared it the year of free stuff, and we got, you know, great submissions here.
Yep.
People send us boxes of stuff, and we love you for that. And, I mean, we love you for listening, just to begin with, but we love this as well.
We love love.
So here we go. We talked about this guy earlier in the week. And then, lo and behold, a package arrived after we talked about George Singleton.
Oh, my God. George Singleton.
From Hong Kong. This
Hong
package
Kong.
Came
no
from Hong
way.
Kong.
No way. That's incredible.
Look.
Holy crap. That's an international way bill that's been filled out by FedEx.
Yes.
Wow.
Which means it's unlikely there's anything illegal in here.
Damn it.
Yeah, but it came
but
from Hong Kong.
You never know.
The proverbial slow boat from China.
This is amazing.
And I'm going to open it now.
Okay.
I don't look at this stuff before we generally
and
before we record.
And I appreciate that. I'm not sure I could do that.
I think I just messed up the pull here and then the tab broke off.
Yeah. Well, it's come a long way, Jim, from Asia. So, yeah, just dig in there, buddy. I appreciate Jim trying to be neat with it. And I am, too. Now, this is incredible, folks, who may not exactly know. George is a fan of ours from the old podcast. We kind of met him back there, and he, kind of rediscovered where we are. Jim's having a hard time over there. I may have to get him an X-Acto knife.
We're almost there.
Oh, we're almost there. Hang on.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. But we found out later George is originally from West Virginia.
Yes.
And, it has just so awesome to have him in the community. And wait a minute, that's a suitcase, so that's odd.
So I pulled out of the FedEx box,
wrapped
there's
in
a plastic bag.
I like the sound of that. Containing another plastic bag, yes. Oh. And some very carefully wrapped parcels inside. There's stuff falling out all over the place, man.
Here, grab those.
Oh, this is a business card from the president of Hong Kong.
And then,
oh, wow. Look at this.
Looks like that's for you.
Wow.
And this is, here, that one's for you, it looks like, okay. I think. I don't know.
These are amazing.
Okay, so it looks like we have t-shirts.
Yeah.
So this relates to what we just talked about. Clock and Flap.
Clock and Flap, yeah.
Festival. Mm-hmm. And here is a medium-sized t-shirt for me.
Yes.
Clock and Flap. It has like a, looks like some kind of logo or something.
That looks great, man.
It really does. I'm very excited about this.
Mm-hmm. 28, it was the 10-year anniversary of Clock and Flap.
I'm going to hope that this works out. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My experience in Asia, I've been to Asia twice.
Yeah.
My experience is that the sizes run very small.
Oh, okay. So this...
So I'm going to hope that this fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cut the sleeves off if it doesn't.
And then...
The other bag inside of the
bag.
Look
at this bag. Okay, so here's the suitcase that you mentioned or whatever it is. It looks like a tote bag.
Ooh, this is cool. No, this is great. This is a six-pack carrier.
Oh, it's a six-pack carrier.
Yeah, exactly. So if you just need to go somewhere quick with that, this is beautiful. And let's see what's inside.
And the side of the six-pack carrier says, here for beer.
That's exactly right. Let's see what I got. Oh, HP Brewcraft. This is cool. Wow, look at these awesome. Looks like... Hong Kong Brewery, made in Hong Kong. This is fantastic. How beautiful is this art, man? Really nice. Look at that, Jim. There's two.
Oh,
take
nice.
One of those.
Okay, cool.
For your art collection.
Thank
and
you.
I'll keep
Ooh,
the
I
menu.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a little note from George. Says, well, it turns out you can stream even the most local of bands these days, but I liked the unique GDJYB packaging, so I got you those two. Anyway, so he talked about this band in his call.
Uh-huh.
And I was very excited to hear this band from Hong Kong, right?
Exactly. He was very impressed with them.
And so I'm opening up. Oh, first of all, look at the bag.
Rock, nice.
Music store, Rock Gallery in Hong Kong since 1984.
Yep.
And we reach in the bag and here's two CDs.
Wow, look at that. That's fantastic. Those look amazing.
So that's
one
great.
Is in a Ziploc bag. Yeah, that's beautiful.
GDJYP.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then there's another bag here. Oh, wait, what does that say?
I'd launder these once or twice.
Okay. All right. And then in this bag here is, what does this say here from George?
That's amazing.
Nice little collectible cards from a recent movie festival that had some great music documentaries.
Sweet.
The Life in 12 Bars was great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so then there's like a little.
Oh, that's cool looking. I love
page
flyers.
Looks like from
that.
A magazine.
Yeah.
I
got a whole box of this stuff. I love it.
And then there's, look,
thank you,
these
George.
Little cards from the movie festival.
Those are so sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
These are great.
Yeah. Those are amazing.
Oh, there's Grease.
Sweet. High School Musical, too, in this.
And
oh,
then,
look at that. Wow, that's cool.
There's one more bag here. My gosh, lots of stuff here from George. Thank you,
well,
George.
Well, you know what I'm sensing, Jim? If you don't mind me interjecting a thought here, I think that what George has done, kind of throughout the year, is that he's thought of us often and collected things for us, put them in separate little things when he thinks about it, and then ship the whole package off to us. And I'd like everyone to consider that strategy.
Okay, this is amazing.
Okay.
So... In one of the bags, looks like a little flash drive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then George writes, here are a few films I took at Clock and Flap.
What?
Plus a surprise bonus track that you might find of interest. I don't often video anything at concerts as I think it interferes with the actual experience, good man. But in this case, I tried to capture one or two songs for the memory. Most of the videos here are pretty good quality, with a few 360-degree shots, as I'm always interested in what kind of audience comes to a show. Is it mainly Chinese or Western or a good mix of both? What are the ages, sex, etc.?
Interesting.
And I'm not going to read all of this here. There's a lot of detail on some of the videos he took, but just to give you a sense of what bands are on this flash drive,
okay.
Interpol,
whoa,
Always,
whoa,
Anpu, A-N-P-U.
Yeah.
Okay. David Byrne.
Wow.
Wolf Alice.
Wow.
The Vaccines. And nice. Then his bonus track, he says, my son has taken guitar for a couple of years and recently found some Guns N' Roses videos and riffs he liked online. Then GNR showed up on an Asia tour. Of course, we had to go. So yeah. Here comes Slash ripping a blues-based frenzy of a solo, sliding into a surprisingly elegant cover of the Godfather theme, then an immediate entry into Sweet Child of Mine. Note the crowd, a good blend of Chinese and Western. Hong Kong also gets a lot of mainland Chinese who fly in for shows. The guy who does the rock and roll near the end of my crowd pan was from Shanghai.
Hmm.
And I am happy and lucky that I completed my crowd pan just in time to see Slash jump off the drum riser to finish the song. And he says, guys, keep up the good work and enjoy the films. Your loyal listener, George Singleton of Hong Kong.
What a good man. Good Lord.
We might have to frame this letter. It's really nice.
Exactly. Bow down to George Singleton. Thank you so much, George. I think early on, Jim, on the old show, when we heard that somebody was actually listening from Hong Kong, it was like,
what?
Wait a minute. Are we actually doing something? And it was cool that, you know, George rediscovered us. And it wasn't easy, obviously, for us to make the switch. But wow, look at that shirt from Clack and Flap.
This looks good size. This looks good size, George. Oh, yeah, thank beautiful, you. Man. I think we're all set.
Yeah. But, it's great that many listeners have rediscovered us, from the old show to this one. And it was great to talk to everyone on the 500th episode and kind of answer some questions. And, we got a cool community. So, Jim, there's 12 months in a year. And I think if you think of Rock in the Suburbs once each month, put something small away for us. That's 12 items. Just ship those up at the end of the year and we'll be happy.
Yes. All right. This is great. Okay, let's get to the call. You mentioned a call. We have a call.
Oh, that's right.
We get a call from time to time.
Yeah, we do.
From a guy out in L.A. He goes by the name Echo Park Jimmy. And this will be his last appearance of
2018.
Of 2018. Mm-hmm. So should we get right to it?
Yeah.
All right.
Rock in the Suburbs. Yes, Echo Park Jimmy is a newer Dodgers fan, but it was not to be 2 years in a row going down to the Detroit Tigers. Yeah, that's what I tell myself. This was supposed to be me, Colin, after Game 7, triumphant. But it's later on. The city of LA is burning and 2 years without a championship. So I drown my sorrows and memories of my first team. Jim Lenahan knows this. We grew up south of Detroit. Oh, young boys, growing up in South Detroit. But there is no South Detroit, but we were huge Tigers fans. And growing up, I used to listen to this awesome album, which was like Ernie Harwell. It was on vinyl, and it ended at the end of the season. There was no World Series, but there was Ernie Harwell and Ray Lane, his name was, like narrating the 1968 run to the championship. I want to play just like a minute of it, because you were talking about sports songs. And this has one of my favorite sports.
Go get 'em, Tiger. Rawr.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tiger.
World Series bound and picking up steam.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
There'll be joy in Tiger Town. We'll sing you songs when the Bengals bring the pennant home where it belongs.
We're all behind our baseball team.
Go get 'em.
Detroit Tigers.
Go get 'em, Tigers.
Yeah, 1968. A lot of trouble. 50 years ago, riots. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. Yeah, very sad. But thank you for the sports songs episodes. I realize now that was like a fan mail episode. But I've been waxing philosophic anyway about 1968 and the Detroit Tigers because way back when I even got to meet some Tigers after a game, like Mickey Stanley, Mickey Lolich, and it was a grand old time. But the other thing that cracked me up is you talked about that football theme song from Monday Night Football. But the theme that I always cracked up at was the Fox football theme song. Because it to me, they totally ripped it off of this famous song. Listen to the Fox football theme. You all know it. They got Megatron the robot dancing around. The worst announcer in football. I'm not going to say his name because his dad was good. His dad was good, but his son was terrible. The thing that really makes me sad about the Dodgers is there's no Vin Scully. I grew up on Ernie Harwell. And then I moved on to Vin Scully. And now they have the worst announcer. You should read articles about how bad Charlie Steiner is. He literally gets stuff wrong and doesn't correct it. And he's just terrible. But what are you going to do? But listen, the Fox theme song is ripped off from a Christmas song. I don't know if it's a Christmas song. It's a winter song. I know you got it now. Sleigh ride. It's a sleigh ride. They totally ripped off the Fox football theme from that. Boodabop, 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 bop, ba. Just hear those sleigh bells sing-a-ling, ring, jing, ding-a-ling, too. I bet Jim and I played like that in orchestra, and I always wish I was in percussion because you got to crack a whip or something. Crack that whip. Give the pass a slip. But, you know, rocking the suburbs. Jim and Patrick, you take them for granted, but I don't think any other podcast has the length and the breadth and the depth of what they cover. I want to bring stuff up, but they get to it first. The Jaws, you know, song, the Dickie Goodman stuff, I've been wanting to bring that up for, like, since the podcast started. And then the Convoy song, I just recently watched that movie. Did you know that Sam Peckinpah directed Convoy? And I don't know if this would be an idea for a show, but I think it would be one time. Are there any other movies based on a song? You know what I mean? Like The Jazz Singer was a song and then they made a movie. No. I think it's Convoy. And the movie's hilarious. You think it's going to be Sam Peckinpah violent, but it's kind of a comedy. But what's amazing, it's 1978 and it's just, I don't know how they got so many trucks involved. It's dozens of trucks in a convoy, and Ernest Borgnine is this greasy, sweaty, evil sheriff chasing Kris Kristofferson is Rubber Ducky. And then all the other truckers just seem real. And, you know, it's actually ends up being pretty cool. But, I couldn't believe Sam Peckinpah directed it because there's a fight scene that's one of the worst fight scenes I've ever seen. But what are you going to do? And the guy who directed it, or the guy who wrote it, has some long name like C.W. McCall. It's like D.W.S.D.S. Griffith or something. No, I was just saying, B.W.L. Norton is the screenplay writer based on a song by C.W. McCall. But you already covered all that. I just love
two-fist, one cheap, law-breaking trucker.
But some of the best stuff is some from the real truckers. It really feels like he's talking to real truckers. And the cast is all stars. So you think it was going to be a great movie. Ally McGraw? But the law is always after people. Did you know that Neil Young got sued after Trans? Because the record label thought it didn't sound enough like Neil Young. So they're like, you're sued. Did you know that Led Zeppelin was getting sued for Stairway to Heaven by Spirit? And they got away with it. But then they went back after it. It's just proximity. So many songs. I don't know if I brought this up before, but so many songs have been ripped off from other songs. Like Greta Van Fleet, to me, sounds like Led Zeppelin demos that they stole somehow. Like, they're going to get sued by Led Zeppelin. Like, look out, boys. You know. But Greta Van Fleet does have something to them. But we've covered that before. The other song, if you've heard Concrete Blonde, Still in Hollywood, I swear to God they stole it from Sonic Reducer. Sonic Reducer ain't, and I'm still in Hollywood. I'm not going to try to bring those two songs up. Matt White Wall. I need an in here Matt White Wall. I mean, I think we talked about songs that make you stop in your tracks. But the other type of song that I don't think I ever brought up was just the ones that, like, you guys probably call them running songs, but I don't run, I walk. I am a celebrity dog walker. I do not run, sir. I am not covered the liability for running. But there are songs that almost make me run. Like, you hear them and you're just like, oh, it's got my blood racing. And the one that really gets me going is Parquet Courts for some reason. I don't know if you know the track, but it's one of those classic, you know, two-part songs. And the first song kind of gets you going, but then it really kicks in. And I've been actually, like, almost running over people, like, screaming the lyric. Like, you know, F you, I won't do what you tell me. But it's literally called Almost Had to Start a Fight. And then the second part is In and Out of Patience. So it's like classic L.A. stuff, like, I have no patience for this traffic. I'm in and out of patience. I'm having an unshakable nightmare. And then the best part, as it ends, he says, like, as the song's coming to a crashing end, he goes, the next one's called Free Bird 2. So whatever song's on your stream next is like, is this Free Bird 2? Oh, that is amazing. If I like those guys, Jim and Patrick, you should call the Rock in the Suburbs party line at 612-440-1984. Those boys have a lot of moxie. If you ever been to Galco's Soda Shop on York Boulevard near Echo Park, they have a soda called Moxie Soda. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Moxie Soda is the only soda that's in the dictionary. Webster's Dictionary took a soda and they made a word from it, because when people would drink Moxie Soda, if you could drink two or three, like I know Pat and Jim can drink a lot of that home-brewed brewski, but I don't know if they could drink Moxie Soda, but if you could drink a lot of Moxie Soda, they would say, he's got a lot of Moxie, or because he could drink a lot of Moxie. And so the soda still exists. You can buy it in Los Angeles, in California's gold. And it's also in the dictionary. It's just something you boys should know. Rock in the Suburbs. Hey, did I ever tell you about the time I auditioned for In Excess at the Whiskey? You're going to have to wait for that story. You're also going to have to wait. I've been slowly compiling Echo Park Jimmy's top 100 songs of 2018. Holy moly. I know Jim and Patrick for some reason they were bad-mouthing the Arctic Monkeys last LP. But it got me on this brain deep dive where I was like, they don't understand. Well, he just kind of blew it at the last second, almost. Let me explain. You know how Jack White is awesome now live? Like, I've listened to his, every live show he's done this year. And from some place, and he did it perfect. He had the white stripes. Then he's like, no, I have the raconteurs. And then he's like, no, I have Dead Weather. So now he can just be like, I'm Jack White. And he can do Jack White. But then he can be like, oh, wait, here's some white stripes. What about a little Dead Weather? Maybe. I can do this raconteur song. It wasn't Brendan Benson didn't write it, so I can do this. It's the perfect plan. I realized Damon Albarn did it just today. He kind of snuck it in there. You got Blur, brilliant. You got Gorillaz, quadruple brilliant. And then coming down the road, Good, Bad, and the Queen. I bet you guys didn't know this at Rock in the Suburbs, but that's not the name of the band. Good, the Bad, and the Queen. That was just the name of the album. The band has no name. That's what I think all celebrity supergroups, they should just not be allowed to have a name. You just be like, well, who's in it? So Alex Turner just kind of blew it. I was doing some research. You got the Arctic Monkeys, all their albums in AM, FM, or whatever it's called. AM is just ultra brilliant. But he has the last Shadow Puppet, which is kind of a different flavor. So he should have just had a solo album. And I was looking him up, and he does have a solo album. There was a movie called Submarine in 2011. He did like a little EP, so I got to dive into that. But I just think Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino is very good. He just sort of made it like his like premier Alex Turner solo album. But the band really wanted to do it. And whatever you say about it, it's, you know, what are you going to do? After making a perfect rock album, you do kind of a...
Hey, what number is this, Jim? 7A. All right, don't call anymore.
Don't call anymore. The machine's going to break, mate. We know. One specific note on the fan mail episode of Rock in the Suburbs about sports songs. Jim Lenihan. This is my Bob Woodward. Jim Lenihan said that he didn't mention the most potent song related to Mark the Bird Fidrich, which was the Trash Men. Everybody's heard about the bird. Yeah, my main memory is like Sports Illustrated cover, like talking to the ball. He talked to the ball. Nobody has before or since talked to the ball. Mark the Bird Fidrich. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. Yes. He would talk to the ball, folks. And they would play that song. Anytime they'd talk about him, they'd be like, everybody's heard about the bird. Every mouse about, you know, I'm not going to get into it. And then you guys are always talking about covers. But did you hear, in case I never get to talk to you again, this is a band called Soraya, S-O-R-A-I-A. And if you liked their Regrets cover of Teenager in Love, you will love Soraya's cover of Trash by the New York Dolls. Trash. Come on, make it off. We'll solve all of them. Very good, guys.
All right, there we go.
There's a lot there.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to stretch. Just give me a minute.
Do you? Do you have another beer?
Yeah,
by
let
the
me
way?
Go stretch while
All right,
I get
go
one.
Go do that. And while you do that,
yeah,
I'm going to cue up a song here real
okay.
quick. So first off, I want to tell you that the Fox football theme, do you have thoughts about that? Should I wait on that?
Wait on that.
Okay, I'm going to wait on that. So while you are getting a beer, I'm going to cue up this Soraya cover of the New York Dolls' Trash.
Oh, Trash. Don't take them lights away. Oh, Trash.
Actually seems like an ideal song for any band to cover.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
It's one of those great sort of garage rock kind of songs that you can't really mess it up. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, do you know Soraya? You ever heard of Soraya?
No, I haven't.
So I know them because you don't have Sirius XM,
no.
Right? Okay, so we have that. And Underground Garage, which is a Stephen Van Zandt production. That's his channel. On Sirius XM, Soraya gets played on there a lot.
Oh, okay.
Because they're on his label.
Oh.
He has a label called Wicked Cool Records.
Oh, that makes sense.
And so they're on the label. Got it. It does. Although it feels a little bit like kind of a payola scheme.
A little bit.
It?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if you own the station, yeah.
You own the station and the record label, then you can just play that music
thing. Yeah.
But yeah, they're sort of a, you know, modern day garage rock kind of thing.
Okay.
One thing I always like about Trash, by the way, because I love that. I love, love, love that New York Dolls album. It's one of my favorite albums. It's probably in my top five of all time. It's so great. But one of the things, I like the way it slows down in that spot.
That's
very cool.
Yeah.
It's not exactly what you expect from a band like that, but it gives the song a little bit, it makes it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah,
right?
So it really does. Like they kind of take a breath. Yeah. Now, I will tell you this. This is weird, but you know, Echo Park Jimmy, he's not weird. I am.
Yeah.
He mentioned the Alex Turner EP soundtrack EP for this movie called Submarine. So I know this movie, and the reason I know the movie is because at one point, well, kind of always, I really, you know, I like that show, The IT Crowd, and the movie Submarine was directed by Richard Ayoade, who plays Moss in the IT Crowd. Yeah, it was his directorial debut. And Alex Turner wrote a beautiful, wistful soundtrack for this movie. I remember seeing the movie and being like, wow, this song is really cool. And there's an amazing song on there called Stuck on Puzzles that we should play a little bit of because it's a fantastic song. It's like a really wistful Ray Davies kind of a tune that's just really nice and really fits into the movie really well, which is a very sort of, you know, charming sort of indie movie.
Is it called Stuck on the Puzzle?
So let's see. I was just looking at it. Alex Turner soundtrack. Stuck on the Puzzle. Yes, I'm sorry. All right.
I'm not the kind of fool who's gonna sit and sing to you about stars, girl. But last night I looked up into the dark half of the blue, and they gone backwards. Something in your magnetism must have pissed them off, forcing them to get an early night. I have been searching from the bottom to the top for such a sight as the one I caught when I saw you.
Nice, right?
I do. I like that quite a bit.
Oh, it's really cool. Yeah, it's got that sort of chiming keyboard and then the piano and the really sweet kind of descending bridge there when he's your hand upon the light. It's really nice.
So to me, not to pile on again about this latest Artist Monkeys record, but I was just so disappointed in it, especially coming off of AM, as he mentioned, which I really, really like. Yeah. I think that's a great record. But to me, the difference here is that there's a certain lightness to that song that I don't get in this new Arctic Monkeys. It's so like heavy and sort of leaden. I can't get behind it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. It's almost like, the lightness and the humor has kind of gone out of that band, which was a key
part of it,
that band. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Totally agree.
I mean, but Fake Tales in San Francisco. Come on. That's one of the funniest songs ever written.
So, but they'll come back around. They'll come back around.
Yeah,
I have faith. Okay. So, by the way, speaking of the IT crowd, the creator of that show is a guy named Graham Linehan.
Yes.
Did you know this? Right?
I know his name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So apparently some long-distant relative of mine created that show. So there you go.
You might want to look him up.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'll say, again, is, I really love the way that EPJ is double-tracking now. He's going to soundtracks and, pulls himself off movies and things, yes, which is nice. But I also, the image of him with a whip in his hand, just kind of cracking that whip.
That's,
you know.
Well, first of all, that's not the way it works in orchestra. Okay. So let me tell you how that works.
Clear that
so
up
it's funny.
For us.
We went to high school together, and I don't actually, it's funny, I don't remember him. This kind of makes sense now, but I don't really remember it as well as he does. He played the saxophone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I played the trombone, he played the saxophone. So the trombone is a brass instrument that you can play in band, like concert band or orchestra or jazz band. Mm-hmm. It goes across all that stuff. There are no saxophones in an orchestra. A saxophone is a woodwind instrument.
Oh, okay.
There are woodwinds in orchestra, but saxophone is this weird, it's a more modern instrument. It was not around, I think, at the time that a lot of classical music was written. So there are no saxophone parts. Mm-hmm. So there traditionally is not a saxophone section in an orchestra. You have the woodwinds, you have the flutes and the clarinets and the oboes, but no saxophone. Okay. So anyway, he played the sax. So it would make sense that if he were in the orchestra, which I don't really recall, sorry, I was probably high at the time, that he would then move over to percussion.
Got it.
In some way, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially if you get a whip.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I do remember in Sleigh Ride, yes, it has that whip crack part in it, but it's actually in the orchestra, it's played on a, there's like a, it's like a wood instrument that it has like a hinge to it, like two pieces. Imagine like two pieces of wood.
I know what
you're
talking
about. With like a big hinge. And so you just sort of like smack it down and it creates that kind of sound. It's like a clapboard kind of thing almost, right?
Right.
And it makes that kind of sound. I don't think they allow high school kids to actually have whips, actual working whips in the band, in the orchestra, right? Yes.
Depends on where you go to high school, I guess. Hmm.
Yeah, perhaps. Not in Ohio.
Not in Ohio.
All right. I want to ask about the Fox football theme because I remember you were the one who played the Monday Night Football theme and you were very intrigued by this.
We had
a whole discussion about it. It actually came from some British
sports
show or something. Superstars of Britain.
Yeah, Superstars. Yeah. Yes. Because it was ear catching and immediately recognizable. But now that I see him.
Okay. So the Fox football theme is also.
I think he's got a great case here, though. I hear it.
That it's from Sleigh Ride.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I never thought of that either.
It pumps you up. It's Sunday at 1 o'clock and all of a sudden you hear it. You're like, yeah.
I do know the story behind the Fox football theme though.
Okay.
So this is true.
Okay.
It was inspired by Danny Elfman. Is that the guy, right? The Oingo Boingo guy?
That's
Danny
Elfman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman's score for Batman.
Wow.
So
interesting.
You know, Danny Elfman went on to do a lot of Tim Burton movie scores and things like that. He also wrote the theme song for The Simpsons, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
right. You know
that. That's right. Yeah.
But anyway, the story was that when Fox got the football package back in the 90s, the original Batman movies, the ones with Michael Keaton, were very popular. And the whatever sports producer, whatever, he thought that football had sort of a gothic nature to it. They sort of like gladiators, sort of like going
out
the, and he wanted that same kind of sound as like the Batman theme. And so
the
when you
Gotham
think
feel.
When you think about it, because it's not like like the Monday Night Football one is a little bit lighter and brighter kind of thing, but the Fox one is that kind of it's dark deep. In a way, right? Right.
Yeah, exactly. But it's weird they got so that's what it comes from. Bells. Yeah.
Right. So they basically so I guess what they did was he said
married Batman.
Take sleigh bells, but make it sound like Danny Elfman wrote it.
Right? I want to hear Batman on a sleigh.
That's right. That's right. That's how Hollywood people work,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's right. Right.
That's how
and
it
should
works.
Make me happy. See you next week.
Do you have anything else on this? Or
no, that's pretty much all I had. The only thing, the other thing I had was, you know, obviously the Detroit Tigers go pretty deep for him.
I'm
Ernie
talk
Harwell.
About that.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that. So Tigers, my team of my youth.
Yep.
Love the Tigers. So team of Jim's youth as well. I'm curious how he met Mickey Lolich, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
That seems a little bit before his time, but maybe it was some kind of old timers thing or something, but
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
he was in a restroom at the wrong time.
But, you know, we grew up in the sort of really came of age in like the Sparky Anderson era and the 84 Tigers, of course, when we were in high school, and that was huge.
Alan Trammell, see on
that
team?
Oh, God, yes. Alan Trammell, Lou Whitaker, Kirk Gibson,
right.
Chet Lemon.
Forgot about Lou Whitaker. Great player.
Oh, man, so many.
Yeah.
And Jack Morris. And awesome. So Go Get 'em Tigers. Mm-hmm. That song, I really enjoyed that. And you can revoke my Tigers fan card if you want, because I had never heard that before. I had no idea about this Go Get 'em Tigers, but I love the idea of like teams having a little theme song. I think that's really fun and everything. So I looked this song up and I found a cover of it, by the way.
A cover of Go Get 'em Tigers. That's not by Jack White.
Here we go. Go Get 'em Tigers.
Okay.
On the streamings, there is a band called the Orbit Sons.
Okay.
Apparently from Detroit, because they have some other Detroit-related songs.
Well, they better
be.
Right? They're covering the Tigers song.
They sort of mashed it up with I Believe That We Will Win. Is that a sort of a soccer kind of thing? Do you know that?
What
sort of chant? It's like a chant.
I
believe
to hear
that
it.
We will. Okay.
Yeah.
I believe that's.
Okay.
I want to say
so they mashed
kind of
it up with that. Okay.
Yeah, you'll hear that in here too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so here we go. Anything else before we head into the
remind me next time we talk next year to tell you about the soccer team that sings the John Denver song.
Oh, okay. I'm excited about that. Not the Orioles John Denver.
No.
Music.
This is
something else.
Yeah. You know Annie's song? They actually cover that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Remind me next year.
We'll get in that later.
Okay.
Happy New Year. If I'm still around. All right. Happy New Year, everyone. We do still have shows next week. We'll have something special for you next week. But until then, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week. Go get 'em, Tigers.
We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tigers. World Series bound. Picking up steam. Go get 'em, Tigers. There'll be joy in Tiger Town. We'll sing you songs when the Bengals bring the pennant back where it belongs. We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Tigers. And songs, so meet us on Woodward 2. Cheer the boys on! We're all behind our baseball team. Go get 'em, Detroit Tigers! Go get 'em, Tigers!
I believe that we will win. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na.